Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Thursday. Golden State dominates last night, pull away with an easy victory over the Mavs. Now, what is the series price? Golden State minus 425. You got to bet over 400 to win 100 for Golden State to advance. Big jump there. Tiger Woods, not a good day physically. Laboring, obviously, leg hurting. He was 65-1 coming in. Now to win the tournament, 600-1. Tonight, Boston. Now, Smart is back. Horford is back. The current line, Heat, favored by one. Only one at home. There's been a big move based on the players back. Here comes a 4 hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ live in Las Vegas. Live on a Thursday, live on 225 FSR stations across this great, great nation. We got a jam-packed show. I estimate an hour and 50 minutes of content. Well, I was going to tell a couple high school stories. We're going to squeeze it in, though.
We should just tell the next show to take off. Skip the day.
You know, they're too good.
Okay.
You know, if they weren't good, I'd recommend that. But the Odd Couple are rock solid. AJ, always looking out for yourself. I give you credit.
Looking out for us, RJ.
Wow. Sports bettors, I'll let you do that part. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. He is the fan who beats the man, and the man who doesn't care about others if it means he himself can benefit. AJ Hoff.
Thank you, RJ. Thank you for that intro. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Luka lays an egg in game one. The Celtics get some reinforcements for game two of the Eastern Finals, and Tiger shoots 4 over in his opening round at the PGA. What is the Vegas lead?
Let's recap the NBA because I think it's more, perhaps, than it seems.
The Warriors get a 112-87 win over Luka and the Mavericks, easily covering as 5.5-point favorites.
Okay, so here's the question we always got to ask ourselves. We know that the mathematics of the series, 1 to Golden State, 0 for Dallas. That is unequivocal. That is immutable. It's just true. Are we reevaluating? Is the betting market reevaluating how good these teams are? So if we look at the next game, game two, now there's the zigzag effect. So I would say in general, this line would go down about a half a point in favor of the Mavs. Now, why would that be? Well, the zigzag is the team that loses ends up being extra, extra, extra motivated. They're willing to make changes and adjustments. While the other team may be a little fat and happy, maybe a little complacent. And throughout decades of NBA, the zigzag has been very much a potent influence on the results. Doesn't dictate them, but it influences them. Okay, so in game one, what did you see in game one, AJ? I'm eyeballing it right
here. 5.5-point favorites.
Okay, so 5.5 is where it closed, and that's Golden State favorite.
Yes.
Now it's 6.5. We would have expected the line to go from 5.5 to 5. So we're looking at 1.5 of adjustment, which is gigantic. Now, is there any reason other than the performance? Did you see injuries, suspension? I mean, there's nothing, right?
No.
So this is a pure adjustment based upon perception. We're going to upgrade the Warriors. We're going to downgrade the Mavs. Or specifically against each other, there's going to be a relative adjustment. You don't see 1.5 like this. This is gigantic. Mackenzie, can you think of any other reason?
No.
Okay. So when you look at the jump in the series price, and you might need a minute on this. So Golden State entering this game or entering the first round here, or not the first round, but the first game. Mackenzie's got this font really small. What is this even 10 points? What is this?
Okay. Maximized legal pad size. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't want to feel my age or something, but I mean, I'm not sure I could have read that when I was 18. Okay, so we have the Warriors now minus 425, plus 330 on the Mavs, and the opener there was minus 215. Wow, it drifted down late, huh? So that adjustment, is that more than it should be? Does that take into account that the rest of the series Golden State, and maybe you haven't done the math on this. If so, we'll give you the time. But I'm interested to see, is this adjustment about game two or is this adjustment about the rest of the series?
Yes, there's been a major adjustment. If we saw no adjustment, we'd expect about minus 385. And like you just said, minus 425, about a 40-cent adjustment from what we would expect.
Okay, so that sounds like a lot, but when you're in the $400 range, it's not that much. And as you said, the chance to win has gone from 77.6% to 79.1%. So, yeah, so less than 2% there, 1.5% adjustment. When you figured out the expected adjustment, you're saying that's based upon what the line was in game one,
yes,
right? Okay, so my question is, the current reality, does it assume, so if we take, so right now, if we look at the Warriors at 6.5, we're saying, and let's get the zigzag because it ends up in the long run evening out when you go the whole series because each team has to lose some games. And the team that gets eliminated is always going to lose 3 before the fourth one they lose, right? So that evens out, and you don't really know who's going to have it, in this first game. But what it's saying is Golden State's 3.5 points better, which means they would probably be right around pick 'em, if not minus 1, in Dallas. So 6.5 at home, minus 1 in Dallas, or pick 'em. Is that what the 415 comes out to, or what would that come out to?
That would come out to 83% chance. So, okay.
And what would be the lay price there?
1 second, I got that right.
All
here.
Right. So what we're saying here, and we're straight out of Vegas, and this is good, is yes, after game one there was an upgrade in the prices assumed to extrapolate out what the series prices are, because really that's just a matter of each game being priced. But the price that has been adjusted for the series is not as drastic as the adjustment in game two.
So, and what you just said is a huge adjustment in game two.
Which I don't fully understand. So what I think it's saying is the public is going to have such a bias from what they saw. It's going to seem like Golden State was so easy in what they were doing that it's going to be hard for the public to forget that. And thus, they're going to be extra biased in game two. But the market doesn't believe it's the truth, because if it were, it would be built into the whole series price.
Can you think of a time where we've seen the perception, because you've talked about what's causing the change in the market, where perception has changed the market on a team more from before their first playoff game to this point in the playoffs than the Warriors? Because it feels like it's just been massive.
But I think it's been a seesaw to some degree. And just to put a point on the how much adjustment it would be if game two were extrapolated out, it would be minus 500 for Golden State. So let's think of it this way. If the assumptions of game one had stood, even after Golden State won, they'd be minus 385. $385 wins you 100. Right now, they're 420 or so. So that's obviously higher. And now you'd be 420 to win 100. So 385 versus 420. But if the adjustment in game two were extrapolated out to the rest of the series, it'd be minus 500.
Which tells you either the Warriors series is cheap or the Warriors game two is expensive?
It's got to be game two is expensive.
Okay.
Because whenever you're looking at incongruent pricing that really doesn't make sense, because it's like gas being 30 cents cheap. You know, it's one thing for it to be 3 cents cheaper across the street. If it's 30 cents cheaper, you got to wonder if they're putting water in it, right? There's something weird going on here. And the only rational thing it is people saw last night's game, and the public's going to have trouble forgetting that before game two. Same venue, whole thing. But if they believed, if the market and the best, biggest bettors believed that it was something that was a true full adjustment like this, then why it would be in the series price. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and I think that tells me right now, has this line, it looks like the Golden State line actually, did it get up to 7 at one point? Oh, I guess I'm seeing the open is 6.5 and it's 6.5. I'm looking at the total. Okay. Mackenzie, what's your sense of the momentum? Take a minute and look at the momentum, because I'm thinking of making an impromptu bet right now. My gut feeling is they're not going to leave this hangout here this long. This is a lot of value on the Mavs. So I'm going to wait a minute and get his feel for that. We're straight out of Vegas. Yeah, let's give him a second. Any sense, Mackenzie?
It's been very flat. I would say that there's a sharp book at -6, Circus Sports.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the couple things that might cause me pause to bet Dallas. All right? Because it's easy to say it was one game. Right? That's easy. And I think there's some truth to it. Dallas shot very bad, very poorly. For example, Luka, if you look at the, what's that site?
Shot quality
is 20 points was what he actually had. They project he should have had 26.5. Okay. So still would have been way under for him. Still would have been a bad performance, but it is a sign that the shots didn't fall the way they should have.
The Mavericks in the first half especially had a ton of uncontested threes that they missed. It was consistent in that they could not hit an open shot.
So the whole make or miss league is a reality to some degree, where it is a dominating factor, especially with 3-point shooting teams. But I think it might go beyond that. One, Kerr is a great coach. He's a great tactician. And there's a stat out there in the Western Conference, so not counting the finals, Kerr's won 17 straight series. It's pretty good.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, think about it. When's the last time he got beat in the West? He never did.
No. And I saw after winning game one, 19-1, Kerr is with the Warriors.
19-1 in the series?
Yeah. Okay. The only loss being the Cavs final, where the Cavs came back and beat them.
So, obviously, they've won a lot of series. I think the idea of until you get to that extreme, you know, hey, you're playing the best in the East, you're paying LeBron or whatever. And obviously, one of the series he lost against Toronto took two of his players going down, two of his top three, I mean, or four, let's say. You know, so it's hard to blame him too much for that. There's something. So, and I think that Dallas is susceptible to a great defensive strategy, because it is a heliocentric. Oh wait, no, it is a team that is quirky in a way. And if you get, but here's the catch 22. Golden State didn't have a great record against them this year in the regular season. So you would think, well, maybe they just pulled it out in the playoffs. But I would like to see Golden State have a bad game defensively before I'm anxious to jump in on the Mavs, at least when it comes over for the series.
Because you mentioned in the regular season, Dallas playing better against them. But we've got to remember in the regular season, this
group. Oh, my God. I know the perfect storm. But hey, wait a minute. Gary Payton Jr.'s out, right?
He is. Although Reggie Miller said he might be back.
If they lose, this doesn't count. It's all got to be perfect for Steph. Steffi needs it perfect. I got to get into the psychology is this love of Steph. I mean, the funny thing is, here's what we're going to do. Let's take her first break. I'm going to ask AJ the following question. I'm going to ask him now so he has time to ponder it. Don't you have to be consistent if you want to be a man? Because it seems to me, now you can't answer now. I want you to ponder. It seems to me that if you're going to act like a guy that's doing the shuffle, doing the Harlem shuffle or the Super
shimmy.
Bowl. It was a Super Bowl shuffle, right? Which was the Harlem shuffle. They turned it into the Super Bowl shuffle. He's like doing a shuffle out there. That doesn't seem like your style to me. And I got to wonder why Steffi gets the pass, but no one else. It's James Harden. Imagine him doing the shuffle. Ponder that. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and if you're traveling to see your favorite team this spring, you have to stay at Graduate Hotels. They're obsessed with college sports. Each Graduate Hotel is like a shrine to its hometown and local college team, but in a good way. Lots of cool details for alumni, vintage sports throwbacks, nods to campus legends, school colors, and mascots.
Why would you stay anywhere else? Graduate Hotels is the perfect spot for the next time you go see a game and need somewhere to crash. They have over 30 hotels coast to coast, down south, all over the Midwest, so odds are there's one where you're going, especially for games in the big conferences. You can check out all of Graduate Hotels' locations at graduatehotels.com.
And when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. C-R-S-H-O-W. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
I disagree with innovation. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words, then the hammer's gonna fall. The government runs the business. The government keeps stores. Congress gives a dollar.
I'm RJ Bell, and I'm not doing the Harlem Shuffle here on Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
I don't think everyone believed me that there was a Harlem Shuffle out there by the Stones, baby. By the Stones. But we got to get to that question, AJ. It's time for you to see if you're consistent or if you just go with the wind like a child. Oh, I can root for one team one day, another team another. My ethics can change based if I like the guy. Make your case where that's not the case, because the shuffle, the Steph Shuffle, doesn't seem like a AJ Hoffman.
Then you're wrong.
Thing.
I'm a fan of Steph Curry. I've
I
been
know
a fan
you're a
of,
fan
Steph,
of
Curry.
Steph Curry. Are you a fan generally of taunting the other
no.
team and hot dogging on the court?
No, but I am a fan of his game, and that's what matters to me much more.
But I don't. But shouldn't you then say I despise his shuffling, and then say I like his game? But I don't hear any pejoratives, any criticisms.
I despise his shuffle. Shuffling.
Oh, yeah, but hold on a second. I know I can force you into it.
Well, I'm going to give you more.
My first question is, though, have you ever said this on air?
Yes.
When? In some secret lost tape in Houston?
Yes.
Okay, but never here?
No.
Okay. Wait, actually, someone here is commenting on stuff real quick.
Guess who shows up for no reason at all to get his grandstanding and hot dogging in? You, man.
Go ahead.
I despise the shuffling. I despise the mouthpiece hanging out of the mouth, chewing on all the time. I despise bringing his cute kid to press conferences.
If the kid was less attractive, you'd be okay with
no,
it.
No, because when you bring a cute kid, no one's going to ask you hard questions. That's the
you
facts.
You would have, unless it was Steph.
But I do love Steph's game, so I look past it all.
And who else would you say you love their game enough you look past things that you hate in every other instance?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Like, I should hate Patrick Mahomes. He's got an obnoxious wife, an obnoxious...
But what does that even mean?
Yeah, I mean, you don't spend as much time on social media.
Hold on a second. I'm going to impromptu this. The comments of AJ Hoffman are not
you.
Those of Fox Sports Radio, not those of RJ Bell. No. Nor the Straight Out of Vegas International trademark. Go ahead.
He's got a very obnoxious and public family setting on social media.
What other family members are there that you're going to call obnoxious?
Like, think about it. Kyle Shanahan
his
has family
child
that's
or?
Public, but he's not as obnoxious.
Was the child, when he was unborn, was he obnoxious?
No.
He was. He kept his mouth shut.
He
was
did.
Fine.
He was quiet. Very quiet.
What may... you know something? I'm not even going to get into it. We got too much show here today. Okay. But you overlook that.
I do.
Okay. I don't know. Mackenzie, it feels like AJ's being a little hypocritical. Like it's the guy in high school that doesn't like a cheerleader until the cheerleader likes him. And they say, you know, she's deeper than a cheerleader typically would be. That's what you're...
I'm open-minded, RJ.
Yeah.
I don't judge books by their covers.
That's AJ Hoffman. Now listen close to the tenor of the voice. I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas. Okay. So you're a hypocrite on that. There's one other concern I have, and Colin brought it up today, and then we're going to decide, are we going to make our impromptu bet? By the way, 102 degrees in Vegas.
Oof.
The neon is chugging. Okay. I'm concerned about something Colin said, and he got me thinking. Golden State feels like this might be their last best chance with this nucleus. They are getting older. They have slowed down. Seemingly in spots, they've slowed down. Dallas has exceeded expectations already.
They're free rolling.
Is there a sense when the chips are down that one team's ready to, you know, like crawl over cut glass and another team maybe isn't.
So pulling back the curtain a little bit, we once a couple weeks ago we were talking about who had legacy on the line in these playoffs, and James Harden and Chris Paul were two of them, and I brought up to you Luka because he hadn't taken the step everybody says he's the best player in the NBA, but he hadn't taken that step, and you said even if he doesn't, he's got time. And that's the feeling with Luka is it, like what they've done already is, wow, that's a step for Luka, and they've got time for him to win titles.
Yeah, see, to me, with Luka, it was all upside, whereas once he got past the first round, you could make the case that if he won, he had a lot to gain, but he didn't have a ton to lose because, you know, he went from zero series wins to one at that point, and now he's got two. It's going to be hard to say it's been anything but... Oh, is that on Tuesday? Luka photographed on Tuesday with a beer. Huh. I saw it in his game.
It looked like it.
So, I mean, and listen, one, you weren't with the show at the time. You were down in Houston bashing Steph, I guess. But when Luka had his 21st birthday, amazingly, from God's heavens, it was in the night before they were in Miami. Party cabin.
How did he play?
We had a humongous bet on his under points. Went under.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was probably my second favorite bet after a great exploitation of Ramadan.
The feast.
I've heard this one, yeah.
It's called it the feast. But, I mean, it was a tough... I mean, it was really great. Okay, we'll reminisce another time about that. But to me, I do think maybe if you're looking series price... If you look in series, something I missed was maybe the Mavs are a little complacent. It's not that they don't want to win, but is it that? Because let's be candid. This isn't about legacy for Steph. He's got a legacy. He's got it. It's about one more. It's about, and let's be candid, winning one more without KD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how great would that be? You win one before, you win one after. Who's going to say that he was the key?
Especially if KD can't win one outside of Golden State.
Yeah, that even adds to it. I think it does. But even if he does, it doesn't change. You win one before. No, it'd be hard to make the case it was all KD,
yeah.
Right? And with the one win, you could say they were young, they were so deep. This team isn't so deep, you know, though they've done great drafting, no doubt. So because my concern is about the series more, I'm going to fire the bet. So we're going to go impromptu. Best bet, Mavs +6.5. The reason being, the betting market, based upon the odds of game one, says this line should be 5. Because it was 5.5, zigzag brings it down. It's 6.5. To me, all of that is gravy. And how we verify this is an overreaction is if you look at the price for the series, if you extrapolated out this pricing, the new pricing in game two, they have 500 favorites. And they're only slightly above -400 now. So it really shows you this is a one-game assumption. Why? Because the public saw a domination. And a lot of people can't forget what they just saw. They're going to say, I wouldn't bet the Mavs with your money. And that's when I want to bet. I want to bet when everyone else is scared. You don't like it. It scares you, doesn't it?
No, I think your reasoning is very sound because I thought that it was going to be 4.5 or 5 in game two because we talked before the series about how important and how real that zigzag theory is, and this game just ignores it completely.
Well, it's more than that, right?
Right, it goes the other way.
Well, here's what I have. Here's my closing thought on it.
You bet the hard 8 for 1,000, and you pressed it for 2.
Did I hit it?
Nah, you didn't hit it. But it was a big balls bet.
That's what we're going for here, baby. Not many want to venture into this territory, but we do. We'll make it a best bet, Mavs +6.5 in game 2. Okay, let's shift gears. Nick Saban. Now, you're a college football specialist, college basketball specialist. I think everybody's got this wrong. I haven't heard one analysis that's got this right, I don't think. And I'm going to predict no one coast to coast has heard this analysis. Set it up first.
So, obviously, today, Nick, or yesterday.
Well, you know, obviously, people's job back. People have work.
You're right. Yesterday, Nick Saban came out and said, we had the number 2 recruiting class in the country. Texas A&M had number 1. They bought every player on their roster. We didn't buy one. Jimbo Fisher took offense to that comment.
So not every player on the roster, every player in this recruiting class.
I assume that's what he meant, but he did say every player on their roster, which I don't believe to be true. But that was Nick Saban's quote, was every player on
their roster. Are we sure about that? Because he said with NI, I guess maybe now, in theory, everyone that matters on that roster has a name, image, likeness deal anyway. So, yeah. But let's stick with the recruiting class.
Right. And Nick Saban said, we bought zero of our guys. And okay. what he's talking...
Which he must obviously be talking recruiting class, because there's people with name, image, likeness deals.
Bryce Young, for example, quarterback.
So we know that's... If he misspoke or not, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, Bryce Young has almost $1 million in deals, but he's talking about the recruits that are being paid for. Jimbo Fisher took offense, said they've done nothing wrong, and in fact went back at Nick Saban about the things that people don't know about him and how he does things the wrong way, and Jimbo Fisher believes they're doing things the right way at Texas A&M.
So before I get into my unique analysis, have you ever heard a Division I football coach go at another coach like Fisher did?
This was probably the worst example of it that I can recall.
Yeah, the most extreme. I agree. Why did Saban say this? And I think Colin was right on this, and I think he was right on this part, which is he was talking to the boosters. Alabama doesn't generate as much booster money as a Texas does. And they chose, for whatever reason, Alabama, not to use the name, image, likeness, the NIL, for recruits, right? It was you get here, you perform, you'll get one. But we're not giving you one on the come, right? Which is tantamount in a way to paying a player to come, because it's a bidding war in a way, right? And forgetting the ethics of that or not, they chose not to. A&M did. And A&M had some called the greatest recruiting class in the history of college football. So Nick Saban is telling the only people that can make it different next year, hey, we need some more money. If you don't come up with it, I can't keep winning here effectively. They had a better recruiting class than us, and that will continue if they keep buying the players and we can't. So now think about this. He's saying it's my fervent wish that we do what Texas A&M did last year. We don't have a choice but to do that. You agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So how in the heck could Jimbo Fisher be mad if Nick Saban is saying they did something, which effectively the parlance of bought their players, well, that's what, and he repeated right after that, he said, through NIL. So he wasn't saying anything chicanery. He was saying through NIL, they bought their players. They beat us in recruiting. Now we've got to do what they did to compete. But if he's being critical of them, imagine him saying they did something horrible. And by the way, wait till next year. We're going to do the same thing. It doesn't make any sense.
Jimbo Fisher took it as we're doing things the right way. Jimbo Fisher's cheating. And Jimbo Fisher took offense.
He didn't say that.
I know he didn't say that, but that's how Jimbo clearly took it. Okay. Otherwise, he wouldn't have that reaction.
That he was calling him like he was too short. I mean, you know, right? I mean, you could make up anything. I mean, I know how he took it, but I'm saying he was wrong. And I haven't heard one person's analysis say that really what Saban said shouldn't have been reacted to at all.
I haven't heard anyone say that. And the reason why I think is Saban saying what he said wasn't really a story until Fisher's reaction to it.
Well, it was a huge story because, I mean, anytime you're even seems like you're criticizing your main combat. I mean, when I heard the story initially, I was thinking, man, Saban's weak here. Because he's crying, it sounded like. Obviously, it was strategic who he was talking to. All right, we're going to continue. This is a big story. We're going to continue it.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm A.J. Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, R.J. Bell.
Dan, can I have a moment, sir?
Yes.
All right, I want you to be our peer review, you know, the intelligent listener. is, do you see my point that Saban really, it's irrational that anything he said would be construed as negative if he's cajoling his boosters, we need to do the same thing next year?
Yes, the line that I think he crossed, though, was naming names. If he had a problem with the system, why did he specifically point out A&M?
Because that was the one team, because he was talking to the boosters, and that was the team that beat him in recruiting, and he was trying to fire up the boosters by saying, hey, if you want me to keep getting beat, then keep giving me nothing when it comes to this money for the kids, because I don't like having to do it, but we got to do it to compete, right? So you got to name the team that beat you.
Obviously, Jimbo Fisher wouldn't have responded the way that he did if his name wasn't in Saban's mouth or his school was in Saban's mouth.
Yeah, but I'm going to say Jimbo Fisher's name right now, Jimbo Fisher. So if he wants to yell at me, he can.
Hey, RJ, I do things the right way.
That's what I'm saying. So thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah, I mean, if, boy, that's a high standard. Is well, don't say his name and no one could misconstrue.
That's disgraceful, RJ. That's disgraceful.
I mean, it's like I could see Saban saying, you know something? We didn't do it. They did. They're a little scummy. We're not. But he's telling the boosters in that same event, in the same sentence pretty much, the same paragraph, we got to start doing this. So how could he be calling it scummy?
Could it be that maybe Jimbo Fisher's a little sensitive to this?
Because I thought you were going to say dim.
Maybe he's got some guilty conscience.
Oh, obvious. I mean, it was like someone that that drank 20 beers and let's say two straight Christmas parties, like busted a window out, like on December 15th, people saying, "I wonder if Steve's going to be drinking." You know, I mean, I don't drink anymore.
As soon as he has that big despicable, the press conference, first thing he does, hey, hide the bags to his buddies.
Listen, I don't know what you're even saying. And that's again AJ Hoffman, and I think allegedly, right? Or I think you're doing satire, right?
That's satire.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What is satire?
I mean, I think it's tongue-in-cheek comedy.
You think?
I think.
All right. When we come back, we will define satire and preview the game tonight in the line move with Horford playing, with Smart playing. Very interesting. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and if you're traveling to see your favorite team this spring, you have to stay at Graduate Hotels. They're obsessed with college sports. Each Graduate Hotel is like a shrine to its hometown and local college team, but in a good way. Lots of cool details for alumni, vintage sports throwbacks, nods to campus legends, school colors, and mascots.
Why would you stay anywhere else? Graduate Hotels is the perfect spot for the next time you go see a game and need somewhere to crash. They have over 30 hotels coast to coast, down south, all over the Midwest, so odds are there's one where you're going, especially for games in the big conferences. You can check out all of Graduate Hotels locations at graduatehotels.com.
And when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
People might say, RJ, your theme in all the songs, money changes everything after that statement. No, no, no. Money always changes everything on Thursday here, baby. And every day, really. That's a great song, Cyndi Lauper. She's underrated.
You think so?
She has I love anyone with an idiosyncratic singing. I don't care how you sing. I mean, as long as it's not grating. But I like someone that doesn't sing. I want someone that sings like no one's watching or listening.
Okay.
You know how they say dance like no one's watching?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
You sing like no one's listening.
Only if no one's listening. All right. We got the... okay. So... Satire. Kenzie, you're the, I'm the, you know, state school guy, so I'll let you read this.
The use of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule.
Well, are you defining what we're talking about?
Satire.
Jesus.
Go Adjective. Ahead. The use of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule, actually it's a noun, to expose and criticize people's stupidity or vices.
Well, that sounds like you, every comment you make. Huh. All right, moving on. The master of irony might be his new little catchphrase. All right, we're going to preview this game. And right now, I'm going to give you the first crack at it, AJ. The Heat are favored by one. It's 1.5 in some spots, so it's in between there. Still favored. Let's think what this means. All right, so if we look at game number one, what did we have? Horford out. We had Smart out. And what happened to the line? Well, McKenzie said it would stay at 4. AJ, you said it would stay at 4.5 or go to 4.5. I said 5. 5 it was, just coincidentally. And obviously the Heat won handily. Now we see an adjustment down to 1, 1.5. You might say, are those guys really worth 4 points? Well, one thing to think about right away is the zigzag is going to be in effect. So that idea of 5 would have went down to 4.5. I also, if not a little bit more, I also, because the thing about the zigzag is when you have a team that's so competitive, like the Celtics being so close to a coin flip game, intensity means, you know, if you're an 8-point dog, intensity can mean some stuff, but it's not like you have a great chance to win. Here, you know, so this might even be a 1-point zigzag. I also make the following case. I believe the line probably should have only went to 4.5. I think, as I explained, it would go to 5 because of the followers that were irrational. Well, the bookmakers, if they don't agree with the move, they're not always going to let that dictate. So I think net-net, you could say it'd be a point down. So let's say that we went to 4, and then this is 1.5 now. So we're looking at, you know, about a 2.5-point adjustment, and that's pretty much what we estimated for them.
And, yeah, Boston was 4-point underdogs as of yesterday afternoon, and then they'd worked down to +3 prior to the official news that Horford had been cleared to play and that Smart would play in game 2.
Yeah, now the thing about the thing you always got to remember in between games like this is it's not always assumed if a player is doubtful or questionable or whatever in that range. They are going to give a fractional value based on the chance they think he's going to play. So it's not a 0 or 1. So to some degree, they build in a chance that Horford wasn't expected for sure.
Right. It was more than 50% that Marcus Smart would play, less than 50% that Al Horford would play.
All right. So I made a bet on the Heat right here on this show to win the series. What do we have? Minus 115 on that?
Minus 140.
140? I'm always trying to get a better line. He won't let me. All right, minus 140. I wish they weren't playing. I can't lie. But I don't have any strong opinion in this game. The reason I bet the Heat was I felt like the heights of the Heat in quarter three in game one shows they can play as good as anyone left in the NBA playoffs. And thus, if you're more tenacious, I mean, I get the Celtics are hardworking too, but let's not forget something about the Celtics. We went back 20 years, so this year counts 19 other years, and we said, let's look at the final four teams, and pregame.com did this research. Let's look at the final four teams and say, well, what was their record with 50 games played? 50 games into the season, 82-game season typically, 50 games in. And of those 80 teams, 20 years times four, the Boston Celtics had the worst record after 50 games. They were exactly 25-25. So if you have a team that's the worst after that big, big chunk of the season, and they get hot at the end of the year, is there a chance that maybe this team isn't quite what they seem? Maybe. I'm not saying it's true because their underlying stats are great and all that. So I would lean Heat here, but... And I also think the Heat's not, you know, this is one of those examples where the tenacity, they're going to be trying. Zigzags don't zig and zag as much if a team tries so hard every game. But it's hard to, I mean, it's hard to think the Celtics go down 0-2. So it's like one of those games that, listen, usually the line's right. What's your opinion?
I thought that the zigzag in the West was off. Mm-hmm. I think this one may be swinging. It may be pushing too far.
But when you count for the adjustment of the players and the zigzag, it's right in line.
But I don't think there's any credit being given to the actual performance. And we talked about what's driving it. And I think that Jimmy Butler proved that he is going to be a force in this series, and maybe the best player on the floor in the series. I'm not saying he had a better season than Jason Tatum, but maybe in this series, I think Jimmy Butler is going to be the best player.
Well, that's strong because, I mean, you could say Tatum's best game was game six last round that he's ever had. But I think you encapsulated it. And in closing, here's the way you act on with this game if you want to bet it. If you believe that Miami was upgraded after game one, that what you saw makes you think they're better, then you like them here because the line doesn't account for that. The line is just adjusting for the Celtics players who are playing and the zigzag, which is the bounce back for the Celtics. So if you believe the Heat got upgraded, this line's a little bit short, and thus you want to lay it. If you believe they didn't deserve it, the line's probably right. So to me, it's either Heat or pass. I'm going to make it an opinion only. Enjoy the game.
If you missed any of today's show, including a breakdown of what Nick Saban was actually saying, something I don't
one
think you're going to hear
but one of a kind
anywhere else, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time, recapping Game 2, Boston-Miami. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.